So glad to bring greetings from Beverly. We have a huge house full of people tonight, so she is doing what she always does, meticulously getting everything ready.
我对你们中间你们的面孔对我来讲也越来越熟悉，但是我今天的太太没有办法来到我们中间，因为我们家里面有非常多的人，你也知道她做什么事情都是一丝不苟，要做得很仔细。
I was thinking about two of the songs that we sang today.
我在想我们今天唱的两首诗歌。
When I come here, we get to sing some of the old songs that I knew when I was growing up.
And 我每次来到这边的时候，我们常常唱一些我小时候唱的一些诗歌。
Did you know that Make Me a Blessing was written over 100 years ago?
你知道借我赐恩福这首歌是100多年前写的。
And I Know Whom I Have Believed was written 142 years ago.
唯我深信是142年以前写的。
So these were written when I was a child.
那些写的那时候我自己还是非常非常小的时候。
You're supposed to smile at that.
你可能应该觉得很好笑，那时候其实我还没出生。
There is something about the old songs that resonates with my heart. So thankful to Bianca and the lovely ladies who led us so sweetly in worship today. And I am, Bianca has to translate that, I am so thankful for Bianca. Because she does so much, doesn't she? She plays for the music, and now she's translating. Bianca, we thank you so much.
You're welcome.
May God bless you. So I walk every day, and I was walking yesterday.
我每天都会在早上散步。
And I telephoned my sister. I called her because I call her every day.
我每天会打电话给我的姐姐。
She's 80 years old and she has a multiple of physical things going on.
她已经80岁，她有很多的疾病。
And I call her because she lives in a place that we provide for her, and I make sure, I always want to make sure it's all right.
And 她住在一个地方呢，是会帮助她所有的需要。
And I ask this question, what is the temperature today?
And 我常问这个问题，今天你们的那边的气温如何？
And she said, it's 2 degrees.
她说才2度。
She lives in Indiana. And I was afraid to tell her that while I was walking, it was 74 degrees in my neighborhood.
我在散步时我们这边是74度。
So we have so much to be thankful for today, don't we?
我们真的是有很多需要感恩的。
Let's thank God together, shall we?
我们一起来对神感恩。
Lord, thank you for all the multiple blessings that you have bestowed upon us.
我们主啊，你真是感谢你给我们这么样多次的福气。
Thank you that we get to live in this great country.
让我们能够在这样一个伟大的国家里居住。
It's not perfect, and we pray for it each and every day.
虽然不是完全的，但是我们也要为这国家祷告。
But we are a blessed people.
我们真的是会被祝福的人民。
And we give you thanks in Jesus' name.
我们将奉主耶稣名祷告，阿门。
I think that when I start my weeks, I often do the same thing with Beverly.
我每一个礼拜开始的时候，我常常跟我的妻子做同样一件事情。
I say, what's on our schedule?
今天我们要做些什么呢？
What special tasks for you do you have for me to do?
你今天要我做什么？
What are some of the challenges that we're facing we need to pray about?
我们今天有什么样的挑战，我们需要为他祷告呢？
And how can we live our life as people who are growing older in a way that is honoring to God? I have a feeling those are questions many of us think about, right? How do I look forward and how do I face the life that is before me? Young, middle-aged, or old, we all are concerned about the future because we're not sure what the future holds. And sometimes we're just plain afraid. We live in what I call a world of worst case scenarios, thinking about what could possibly happen. But I think about that in light of what the Bible says. In Ephesians chapter 1, God says, we have been blessed with Jesus, in Jesus, with a multitude of spiritual blessings.
神把在以弗所书第一章里面讲到，神把各样属灵的福气都赐给我们。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
That you should say amen.
Amen.
That's a wonderful promise, isn't it?
这是多么好的一个应许。
But the second thing is, if you go on later into the book of Ephesians, you find out that we are also in a battle.
但如果你到以弗所书后面的时候，你会看到有很多的战争。
The Bible says in Ephesians that we do not fight or wrestle against flesh and blood.
我们并不是跟在有属气的人征战。
But we fight against the devil himself and all of his demons that are aligned against us.
我们是跟天上属灵的人属灵的征战。
And the Bible says that we have to daily put on the whole armor of God.
但是我们每天都要穿到神给我们所预备的军装。
So that when we get up in the morning and we think about our day, one of the first things we do is we're going to make sure I have the armor of God in place so I can face the enemy this week.
所以每天早上起来的时候，我们就要想说，我们今天要怎么样面对属灵的征战，是要穿上神给我们的军装。
And we shouldn't minimize the enemy.
我们不要把这个怎么讲？这个天上这些属灵的，这个天空属灵的，把它降低他们的危险性。
The Bible says he goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can swallow, devour, gobble up.
在圣经里面讲，他就像吼叫的狮子，到处去找可吞吃的人。
So here's how I look at the Bible when I read it every morning.
我每天早上来读圣经的时候，这是我怎么读呢？
These are my marching orders for today.
今天我要行军的这个命令是什么？
These words are to guide me as I go into battle as a Christian and face the enemy's onslaught.
所以呢，我今天就预备好自己，穿上军装去面对这些征战。
We're going to read about the children of Israel and how they come to a place in their lives where they are about to enter the promised land.
所以我们今天要来读在约书亚记里面讲说，他们要来到一个应许之地的时候，他们将面临前面的征战。
And here's what the Bible says about the Israelites that's important to us.
同样他对以色列人讲的动画对我们来讲一样的重要。
The Israelites are given to us as an example.
常这些以色列人在摆在我们面前是给我们一个警告。
So we can learn from their experience.
所以我们可以学到他们的经历。
So Bianca is going to read from us from Joshua chapter 1.Verses 1 through 9. So find that in your Bibles. I want you to see it there so we can refer to it today.
Okay, 我们先要来看约书亚记第一章一到九节。耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手，论的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来，和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给你以色列的地去。凡你脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。从旷野和这黎巴嫩，直到伯拉大河、赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要照做你们的境界。你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向你们列祖起誓应许偏给他们赐给他们的地。只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我这仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一句话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
How many of you have read these verses before?
有多少人曾经读过这一段圣经？
So let me give you a little bit of the background of the story very quickly.
所以我要给你一下这段圣经的背景。
The children of Israel have been taken out of slavery, and Moses has been leading them through the wilderness.
从摩西从把以色列人从在做奴隶的经广里面带出来，在旷野里面。
Way back before that, God promised Abraham that he was going to give the children of Israel.A special piece of land.
但在那个以前的时候，神应许以色列人，他们要到一个应许之地。
And now they are traveling towards the promised land.
但他们已经旅行到要到应许之地的时候。
Along the way, the children of Israel grumbled against God. They complained that God wasn't taking good care of them.
在同样那个时候呢，他们很多的以色列民就开始抱怨。
And even then, when they sent men ahead to check out what the land they were going to would look like, they said, "We're not going because we're afraid."
他们那时候送了一些探子到前面去探路的时候，他们非常害怕。他说：“我们不要去那里。”
Now remember, God had promised, "I will give you this land."
And 神已经应许说：“我会把这个地赐给你们。”
But they said, "We're not going because the enemy is too big and we're afraid."
And 这敌人太大了，我们不去。
You know what God said?
但神说什么呢?
Because you have not believed me, you are all going to die in the wilderness, and none of you will go into the promised land.
如果你对我没有信心的时候，所以所有你们都会在死在旷野中。
The only two that were allowed to go in were Caleb and Joshua.
And 只有两个人可以去，一个是约书亚，一个是加勒。
Because they gave a good report about the promised land and said, with God's help,We can take the land.
他们两个却非常有信心说，神如果帮助我们的话，我们就一定可以进去。
So here they are, they're camped literally on the banks of the Jordan River that separates them from the land of Canaan.
And 所以他们已经快要到了应许之地的这个入口的地方。
Moses has died.
但摩西已经死去了。
Moses has been called by God the greatest prophet whom the Lord knew face to face.
And 摩西被形容是他是一个最伟大的先知，他是跟耶和华是面对面的。
He had done mighty deeds. He had given them the Ten Commandments. They had followed him for those 40 years in the wilderness.
神借着摩西给他们十诫，让他们能够遵守。
And now he is gone.
但他已经过世了。
And Moses has given words of instruction to Joshua.Who we know he has been training for 40 years to take his place.
And 这个时候呢，摩西指引教导约书亚是怎么样带人民进入到应许之地。
Are you with me?
你知道这个背景了吗？
So this is what's happening here. Moses is giving instruction to Joshua before he takes on the huge task.Of leading the children of Israel into the promised land.
So 摩西呢教导约书亚要怎么样带领他的人民到应许之地。
Now, how many people were following Moses? Do you have any idea?
在那个时候有多少人是在跟从摩西的呢？
Anybody know?
你记不记得？
We think over 2 million people.
在那时候有200万的以色列人是跟从摩西的。
Think about leading a group of 2 million people for 40 years through the wilderness.
就在旷野之间带两百万人。
And now they're at the banks of the Jordan River wondering how they're going to get across to the Canaan land and God is speaking to Moses as he instructs Joshua.
在这个时候呢，约和华呢，他们已经快要到应许之地，在约旦河的旁边。
And so that's just my introduction.
这就是我的一个简单的介绍。
So here's the first point I want to talk to you about. I want to talk about God's promises that he makes to Moses and to Joshua and that he makes to us today.
And 神的应许不但是给摩西给约书亚也同样是给我们的。
The first thing he says as they're standing looking across the river, I am giving you this land.
And 在他们在约旦河旁边要在进入应许之地的时候他说我将这地要赐给你们。
So what I promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I am now prepared to give to you.
我给这个应许给亚伯拉罕雅各，同样我会把这应许给你。
The second thing he is saying, and then the enemy will not be able to defeat you. You will be stronger than the enemy.
And 敌人呢却没有办法胜过你，你必在敌人面前站立。
Well, that was good news, wasn't it?
这是一个很好消息，是不是？
Because they knew there were some mighty warriors ahead that they would have to face, and God was saying, "I will give you the victory."
And 你们明明知道在那边有很强大的敌人，但是神说你们可以战胜他们。
But maybe the most important thing he said to them was, "And I will be with you. I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you."
但最重要是他们讲神的应许是说，我会与你们同在，不会撇下你，也不会丢弃你。
So I want to talk about God's promises to you.
现在我要想讲一下神给我们的应许是什么。
What has God promised me?
神已经把什么样的应许给我了？
In 2 Peter chapter 1, we find these words, God has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
在彼得后书一章第二到四节，神已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事已经赐给我们。
He has given to us His great and precious promises.
他将又宝贵然后又极大的应许赐给我们。
Now here's what he's saying.
这是他这样说。
My promises will supply everything that you need for every situation of life.
我给你的应许呢，是可以帮助你每天所有生命里的需要。
When you need grace, I will give you grace.
你需要恩典的时候，我会给你恩典。
When you need strength, I will give you strength.
你需要能力的时候，我给你能力。
When you're discouraged, I will encourage you.
哎，你失望的时候，我会鼓励你。
When you are without hope,I will give you hope.
当你没有盼望的时候，我会把盼望给你。
I promise you that I will give you exactly what you need. You can count on my word.
我应许你，我会把所有你所需要的会给你。
So how many of you believe on the promises of God?
你有多少人真的相信神的应许呢？
The promises of God are the very basis of our daily walk with Him.
神的应许在我们每天我们在行在神的路前是非常重要的事情。
Another piece of scripture talks about how God has promised us victory over the enemy, anything that comes against us.
And 神也同样给我们应许说我们怎么样来应付我们的敌人。
In Romans, I think it's chapter 8, he says, if God be for us, who can be against us?
如果有神在我们这一边的话，有谁能抵挡我们呢？
Now that verse is important to understand, and if you read all the verses around it, it means if God be for us, there may be people who come against us, but God will triumph over them.
And 这边就想说，如果有人抵挡我们的话，神会抵挡他们，会战胜他们。
Because the Bible says, "Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world."
在圣经里面讲说，那在我里面的比在那世界上的更大。
This is a wonderful truth.When we are afraid of what tomorrow may hold.
And 这是一个非常真一个真理，在我们每天面对明天的时候。
God has given me all His promises.
神给我所有那么样的应许。
But He's also given me His power.
哎，同样还给我能力。
So that in His strength, as Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
And 我在你的里面，我凡事都能做。
Another verse says, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us and gave His life for us.
神已经为我们牺牲他的生命，是我们已经战胜了这一切。
So we have His promises and we have His power. And here's the third thing, we have His presence.
And 不但他有他的应许，然后他给我们能够
能力。He promised to never leave us, forsake us.
And 同样呢，他说他与我们同在，他永远不会丢弃我们。
Now I want to take a moment here, so kind of just look at me and see if you can follow what the word says here.
我们来看看这边神怎么说。
In the Old Testament, the presence of God was in the tabernacle.
And 在旧约里面是讲到神的神的存在是在会幕里面。
That place that they built up, and they could not come close to the presence of God. They could kind of stand outside and observe it.
但不能到进到会幕的里面，他们只能在外面慢慢的观察。
The Bible says that God dwelt in that place.Among His people, the Bible says He tabernacled among them that way.
但是圣经里面讲说，神在会幕的里面与他的人民同在。
Now in the New Testament, after Christ came, the Bible says the Word became flesh, Jesus, and He came to dwell among us.
但是在新约里面讲说，神的话语就是他与我们同在证据。
You know what the word for dwell is there?
你知道它是在住在我们里面的是什么意思呢？
The word is tabernacle.
就讲的会幕。
He came to tabernacle with us.
他来到的会幕，与我们一起来到会幕里面。
So Jesus, the very Son of God, walked the face of the earth and lived and dwelt with men.
And then 耶稣基督来到这世界上，他是神的儿子，但他与人他的子民同住。
But think about how it is for us now that Christ has gone to heaven.
但像我们现在耶稣已经升天了，但对我们来讲是什么意思呢？
He says, I will give you the Holy Spirit, and he will, listen to this, abide in you.
And 我会给你圣灵的圣灵会住在你的里面。
Not with you,
不是只在你的旁边,
but in you.
就是住在你的里面。
The Bible says, we abide in him, and he abides in us.
我们会住在他里面, 他住在我们里面。
In fact, the Bible says, know you not that your body is the very temple of God that he inhabits and indwells.
And 圣灵就住在像我们这里面就是一个圣殿他住在圣殿里面。
That's pretty cool, huh?
那是非常
So I want you to think of this. This may be helpful to you.
我要希望你好好想一下。
In the Old Testament, God the Father is for us. He's working, fighting, going to battle for us.
在旧约里面呢，我们讲到神的时候，他是到在战场上为我们征战。
In the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John,
在反而在福音书里面这样说。
God the Son is with us.
神的儿子是跟我们在一起。
But in Acts until now, God the Holy Spirit is in us.
从使徒行传一直到现在，我们讲到圣灵住在我们的里面。
So what we have is the growing sense of closeness that we celebrate today in our relationship with Christ, because we know that He is right in here with us. Hallelujah! Right?
所以你可以看到神的跟我们的同在是这么样的接近，所以我们真是要好好庆祝一下。
So when we go to battle.
当我们去征战的时候
we have God's promises,
有神的应许
we have God's power,
有神的能力
and we have God's presence.
也有同样神的同在
Now someone said this, I don't know if we can make this work in Chinese,
okay,
but okay. Someone said this.
有人这样说
If God feels far away, guess who moves?
哎，如果有人你觉得好像跟神的关系一下变得很远离了，你猜是谁动了？
You got that? So God doesn't leave us.
神不会离开我们。
We leave him.
但是我们反而会离开神。
The Bible says, even when we are unfaithful, God is faithful.
虽然我们不是信实的，但神永远是信实的。
You can count on his word to be true.
你相信他的话是真实的。
So those are God's promises, all right?
这是神的应许。
Let's look at God's provisions.
我们来看看神的供应。
What does He give us to help us?
他是给我们什么东西去帮助我们？
Well, we know that He gave His presence to the Israelites.
那我们可以看到他与以色列人同在。
Do you know that when they were going through the wilderness, they didn't have a road map or an atlas?
他们在这经过旷野的时候，他们并没有一个地图。
You know how they knew where they were going?
你知道他们怎么样这样继续往前行呢？
God led them by a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire by night.
因为神引导他们是白日以云柱引领，而晚上是以火柱引导。
It's almost like God is saying, "Here I am."
就像神说，我就在这里。
I'm not leaving you.
我没有离开你。
Just follow me. My presence is with you.
就是跟从我。
That was God's provision.
这是神的供应。
God had already promised that they could not lose to the enemy as long as they trusted in Him.
And 只要你们有信心去愿意相信神的话，一定可以战胜敌人。
And we know by reading biblical history that when the Israelites trusted God, even against overwhelming odds, they prevailed.
And 我们可以看到过去的以色列，当他们愿意相信神的时候，就算再难、再困难的里面，但他们都可以战胜。
But then when they were disobedient,
但如果他们不顺服的时候
when they followed other gods,
他们不愿意顺从神的时候
when they did their own thing,
他们做错事情
when they didn't listen to the word of God,
他们不听从神的话语
they failed.
他们就失败了
Thousands of them died because of their disobedience and their failure to trust in God, not because they didn't have God's power to help them if they had trusted Him.
成千上万人就这样失败了，并不是因为他们神不给他们，而是因为他们不相信神的应许。
The final thing that God tells Joshua that He's giving him, providing him, is His word.
And 后来他在一边教导约书亚是说神的话语。
Why is God's word important to the Israelites?
为什么神的话语这对以色列人这么重要呢？
Why is it important to us?
为对我们来讲那么重要？
in verse 1 of Psalm 119, it says, blessed is the man who walks in the Word of God.
有福的是神，我们愿意在神的话语里面追寻。
So the Bible says that blessing is promised to those who walk in the Word of God.
当我们行在主里面的话，神的祝福就会自然而来到。
In Revelation, the very last book of the Bible, the writer says, blessed is the man who reads the words of this prophecy.
And 在这启示录的最后一篇里面就讲了说，有福的人是愿意相信在这边的启示。
If you read the word of God,
当你读神的话语的时候，
you will be blessed. How many know that's true?
有谁相信这是事实？
God blesses me as I read His word, and He will bless you too.
And 神祝福我们，当我们愿意读他的话语，同样。
Here's another wonderful verse about the word.
另外有一个非常好的经节。
David says, I hide the word of God in my heart because it keeps me from sinning against God or breaking His law.
所以在大卫里面讲说，我将你的话藏在心里面，得我得罪你。
If God's word is in my heart,
如果神的话在我里面，
and I remember it,
我记得了话，
it will help me to not yield to the seduction of Satan's temptation.
就不会被罪的引诱。
And the third thing is this.
And 第三件事是，
the psalmist in that same 119th psalm says, I find hope in your word.
在你的话里面我有盼望。
Hope in the word of God.
在神的话里面有盼望。
And another thing he says in this 119th psalm is, forever is the foundation of the word of God set in my life.
神的话是我们前面的一个脚前的灯，路上的光。
So let me just say this for a moment.
我们再这样说一下。
Psalm 119 is a long chapter.
And 诗篇第119篇是一个非常长的一章。
I think it's 150 verses long.
差不多150节。
But it's all about the Word of God.
全是讲到神的话。
And if you want to read a passage of Scripture that testifies to the importance of the Word of God, read Psalm 119 even this week.
你要知道，如果想要看到神的话，见证神的话的话，就读诗篇150篇。
So back in Ephesians 6, all the armor of God is defensive, a helmet, a shield, all those things are to defend against the enemy.
And 在以弗所书的第六章里面讲到，我们穿服的这些军装都是要来保护我们自己的。
There is only one weapon that is offensive.
就有一个是可以攻击的。
Did you know that?
知道吗？
The Bible said, take with you the sword of the Spirit.
And 就把这个圣灵的宝剑带在你的身上。
Take your Bible with you.
圣经带在你身上。
If you're going to go to battle,
当你要去征战的时候，
if you're going to live in this sinful world,
当你要活在这个罪恶的世界里面，
to not have the word of God with you is to go into the battle naked.
And 如果你没有神的话语，这个圣经与你同在的话，你就在征战里面是没有任何的军装装备的。
The word of God is His provision for us in the battle we face against the enemy.
神的话是让我们能够装备我们在这样的一个征战里面得胜。
So we have God's promises.
我们有神的应许。
God's provision, what He's giving to us to help us along the way.
And 神的供应。
And then we have God's plan.
And 第三个是讲神的计划。
This is what He says that Joshua is to do. He said, obey my word.
他对约书亚讲说，你要遵行我的话语。
He says more than that. He says, follow me faithfully.
And 你要非常忠心的来跟随我。
He says, meditate on my word, for it will tell you how to get where I want to take you.
所以你要昼夜思想，所以知道会怎么样带领你要往前面的路走。
One of my favorite verses in the Bible is found in Proverbs chapter 3, 5 and 6.
And 我非常喜欢那个箴言是在箴言书chapter 5?
Chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
第三章第五到六节。
Trust in the Lord with all your might.
And 你真的是要相信神用你的全心尽心尽意相信你的神。
Lean not on your own understanding.
不要靠你自己的智慧。
In all your ways acknowledge him.
所有的事情你都要 想到神。
And he will show you where to go.
他会带领你要走的前面的路。
He will direct your path.
他会带领你前面走的方向。
That's essentially what God is saying to the children of Israel and to Joshua.
同样这是他跟以色列人跟约书亚所说的话。
And he says, if you go to the right or go to the left, or you take a detour from my way, you will be in trouble.
如果你是往左往右的时候，只要你不跟从我跟你讲的走的话，你就会有惹麻烦。
How many of you have read the book Pilgrim's Progress? Anybody here?
有多少人看到那个是天国历程？
So Pilgrim's Progress is a, will they understand the word allegory?
Yeah.
Is an allegory.
Is allegory.
And John Bunyan wrote this book about a man called Christian.
And 约翰这个写这本书的这个约翰他约翰他讲说有一个基督徒。
And in his story, Christian is on his way to the celestial city.
And 特别到一个特别的一个城市去。
And God is leading him on this very narrow path.
And 神带领他走的这个路呢是非常狭窄的。
And every once in a while, Christian sees a better road off to the side, and he wanders off and gets into trouble.
同样我们很受基督徒，我们可以旁边的路是非常的宽的，所以我们就从窄的路到一个宽的路上去走。
And God has to come and find him and say, Christian, that's not the road I want to walk you on. Come back to my path.
但是神会跟我们讲说，我不要你走这个宽的路，我要你回到窄的路继续行去。
It's a wonderful book to read. I encourage you to read it. It's been around for 100 years.
这个天国历程这本书已经有了100年的历史。
We are pilgrims too, aren't we?
我们同样是在这个走在这个旅程里面的。
We are on our way to heaven and eternal life with Jesus.
我们是要到天国这条路上去走的。
The Bible says there is a way that seems right to man.But the end leads to destruction.
但是如果在人看里面是对的路呢，其实是到毁灭的一条道路上。
With our own limited understanding, we could look at something and say, "You know, God, I think this might be better for me."
我们常用我们很有限制的一个了解呢，我会选择那个又宽又大的路。
So we can be tempted to lean on our own wisdom, our own knowledge, and our own understanding.
我们会被这些事情引诱，就是因为我们用靠我们自己的智慧来决定。
But the Bible says, in all of your ways,
但在圣经上说所有的事情
in everything you do,
所有事情你要做的
in every decision you make,
你每一个决定
follow me,
来跟随我
and if you follow me, I will get you home to heaven where you want to go, right?
如果你跟从的话，我会带你去走的
天国路 That's a great, great promise of God, but his plan is to obey him, to not fail to follow him, and to keep our mind focused on his word.
但是呢，这个神的应许是要我们定睛的看着他走这条窄的路。
All right. So that's all the good stuff that God is doing for us.
但是很好的这些事情，神为我们做的事情。
He has promises for us.
还有他神给我们的应许。
He has provisions for us.
他有供应。
He has a plan for us.
他的计划。
But here's the best part.
但这是一个最好的一个部分。
Here's the part that I want you to take home with you and think about this week.
我要你把这最好这个部分今天带回家去思想。
What's my part?
我该做什么？
What does God want me to do? What is Joshua's part as he hears God's commands and instructions to him?
在这边你看到约书亚该做什么？
Here's the first thing he says, and he says it 3 times.In this passage of scripture.
And 这个地方讲了三次这句话。
Be strong and courageous.
你必须要刚强跟壮胆。
One time he says, do not be afraid.
不要害怕。
Well, maybe you're like me and sometimes you say, God, have you seen all the stuff that's going on out there?
有时候你会问神，你有没有看这个世界有多么的混乱？
Do you see how many people are being killed and slaughtered? How much war there is?
有多少的战争，有多少人被谋杀？
How can I not be afraid?
我怎么能不害怕呢？
Here's a couple things that the Bible says about fear.
这个圣经里面讲到关于害怕这件事情。
The Bible says fear has torment.
这个害怕是有这个。
You know what that means? Fear can drive us crazy inside.
这个害怕呢会毁坏我们里面。
But the Bible says fear hath torment, but perfect love casts out fear.
在爱里没有惧怕， 因为爱能够把惧怕除去。
Here's what that means. I may be afraid.
And then 也许我会害怕。
But when I love God more than anything else, perfectly, wholly.
And 如果当我愿意爱神的时候，完全把自己摆上的时候。
That confidence of His promise and His power helps me to face my fears.
对神的这样的一个信心能让我克服惧怕。
So I can be strong and courageous.
所以我可以刚强跟壮胆。
Paul writes Timothy a couple of letters.
And 在保罗在对提摩太写了好几本书。
And Timothy is kind of Paul's son in the faith.
And 提摩太是一个保罗像他的一个儿子一样。
He's young.
非常年轻。
And he's a little bit afraid, we know from knowing the story about Timothy.
他的个性是比较软弱的，也比较容易害怕的。
He's afraid they won't listen to him because he's young.
因为他很年轻，所以他很怕别人不会去听他的话。
And Paul says, don't despise your youth. Don't apologize for being young because God is with you.
但保罗却说，不要小看你年轻，神要用你。
But the verse that I think is most important for us today is found in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7.
And 但是最重要的反而是在提摩太后书里面所讲的。
And this is what Paul says to Timothy.
这就是保罗跟提摩太说的。
God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, peace, and a sound mind.
神没有给我们惧怕的一个心给我们，是反而是神是给我们一个能克服的一个还有爱。
So does fear come from God?
这个灵是从神来的。
Does fear come from God?
是不是灵
？No.
是不是这样的一个这个灵是从神来的呢？
God does not give us the spirit of fear as His children.
神不会把惧怕给他的儿女。
So fear doesn't come from God. Where does it come from?
如果这惧怕不是从神来的，是从哪里来的呢？
Comes from the enemy, right?
是从敌人那边来的。
The enemy knows if we're afraid, we won't do anything.
And 如果敌人知道我们害怕的时候，我们会做任何可能会发生的事。
We'll never tackle a job for the Lord because we're afraid we'll fail.
And 我们从来不会去这样去征战，因为我们怕我们会失败。
We'll never share our faith with a friend because we're sure they're going to make fun of us.
我们不愿意跟我们的朋友去分享我们的信仰，我们怕他们会嘲笑我们。
We'll never give money to support a missionary because we're certain that our money is going to go away in just a moment's time.
And 我们不愿意把我们的金钱来做宣教士的事工，因为我们怕这个金钱会被浪费掉。
Fear paralyzes us.
有的时候这些恐惧会让我们麻痹。
Love sets us free.
但是爱呢，会让我们能够得自由。
Can I say that again? Fear paralyzes us.
And 惧怕会让我们麻痹。
But our love of God sets us free from the hold of the enemy in our lives. And helps us to get courage and strength to be obedient to Him. And here's part of the important thing that I think I want to add to that I've already said. In Hebrews chapter 11,
在希伯来书第十一章,
the writer is speaking to Christian Jews who are being murdered and slaughtered and persecuted for their faith.
And 那个时候，这个作者是跟那些在被逼迫的基督徒讲的话。
And then in chapter 11, he says, "You should have faith in me."
你必须在神的里面有对他有信心。
And then he gives them a whole list of people who were in hard places, who trusted God and exercised faith in Him, even as they were dying for their profession of faith.
在瞧到很多在事业上那些的伟人，在圣经里面这些伟人呢，为了甚至他们的信心而失去他们的生命。
In chapter 12, the next chapter, here's what he says.
在第十二章他这样说。
Fix your eyes upon Jesus,
定睛专注在主耶稣身上,
who is the author and finisher of your faith.
他是我们信心的完成者。
Remember Peter, he was out in a boat and the waves were just crashing around him.
你们可以想到彼得在那个在海里面，他在船里面。
He saw Jesus walking in the water.
他看到神在海面上行走。
And without thinking,He jumped in the water and started walking to him.
没有思想，他就从那个船里面跳出来，往那个海上走。
But you know what happened? He started looking at the waves.
当他看到海浪了以后,
and he took his eyes off of Jesus.
当他把他的定, 他没有在定睛看在耶稣的身上的时候,
and he became afraid.
他开始害怕。
If we take our eyes off of Jesus and we look at the circumstances around us, it will make us fearful.
当我们不再定睛把我们的注意力放在神身上的时候我们就会害怕。
So we must keep our eyes focused on him.
我们要永远一直在定睛在主耶稣的身上。
That's our part. So I just want to close by reminding you of just a couple of things that we can trust the promises of God.
要提醒你一个就是我们能够相信神给我们的应许。
The Bible says that every promise of God is yes and amen.
这个在圣经里面讲说神所有的应许都是是的。
The Bible says that God cannot, listen to this, deny himself. He can't act contrary to what he says he will do.
他不会跟他所说的东西是不对称的，不会相反。
That's a promise, right?
这是一个应许，是不是？
And then God has armed us for battle.
但是神已经把这个军装给我们来应付这个 征战。
He's provided us his word.
他给我们了他的话语。
The word of God that helps us to stand against the enemy.
神的话是让这个变成像一个圣灵的宝剑让我们能够抵挡敌人。
And he has a simple plan for us.
他对我们有一个很简单的一个
计划。You know what it is? Two words.
两个字。
Follow me.
跟从我。
Not just for an hour.
不是只是一个小时。
But all day today.
不是只今一天。
Follow me, not just when it seems happy and good.
不只是在你很快乐的时候跟从我。
Follow me when it's hard and difficult.
但是在很困难的时候你还是
His promise is, if you follow me as you should, I will get you to the promised land. Is that wonderful?
当你愿意跟从我的时候会带领你要去的那条路。
I've gone there to prepare a place for you that where I am.
在这边讲说我们这些要该做的 part.
You will be also.
但是同样是对你来讲。
When Thomas heard Jesus say that,
当多马士
听到耶稣说, he said, How can we know the way?
我们怎么知道要去哪里呢?
Do you remember Jesus' answer?
怎么样,耶稣怎么回答?
I am the way.
我就是那个道路。
The truth and the life.
是真理跟生命。
No man can get here with me unless he trusts.And follows Jesus.
没有人能够到那边去，除非借着我。
So I'm giving you marching orders this week.
今天我给你这一个行军的一个命令。
Strap on your armor.
把你的军装给穿上。
Grab your Bible.
拿上你的圣经。
Go in the confidence of God's promises and provisions.
去看到神给我们这么好的一些应许。
And live for him for his glory.
真的是为他活出，然后有他形象的荣耀。
And you're probably like me, you say, oh, I just can't do that. Yes, you can with God's help.
常会讲说，我做不到，但是的，你可以做到，神会帮助你。
Things are impossible with man.
在神看来是不可能的。
All things are possible with God.
在神凡事都能。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Jesus, for the great promises of your word that we can count on.
感谢主，你给我们这样一个好的应许，让我们能够信任你。
Thank you for every good thing that you provided us.
在我们的生命有这么好的事情是你所供应的。
Thank you that you have a plan and purpose for our life, simply that we follow you where you lead us.
当我们愿意跟从你的时候，你看到你这样美好的计划。
May we be strong and courageous.
我们能够刚强跟壮胆。
Help us not to be fearful,
不会害怕
but help us to stand in the power that God gives us through His Son, Jesus Christ.
在我和神的应许里面，我们是这应许从主耶稣基督而来。
In your name we pray.
我们讲祷告祈求。
Amen.
Amen.